Let's get started and see how things are going in Austin. Obviously, y'all are pretty happy with yourselves because you think you've got a tax plan that's going to work, huh?
It seems that way. They started in at 3 o'clock yesterday and finally got to start the meeting at 8, but they came out and we've got a budget and we've got some tax relief for the Texans, and it's got to go to the House floor and Senate floor, but I think we're going to get it to the governor pretty quick, and that means I will be home in the Bryan College Station in District 12 area for the summer.
Well, that's good. That's no special session. I do have to say, though, the idea of lowering the sales tax rate was something that I think resonated with a lot of Texans, and that obviously was a key part of the House that you were not able to save in there.
Well, that's true, and that's sad. I really like the House plan, but at the end of the day, you've got a $3.8 billion tax relief package, which includes $10,000 increase in homestead tax and a 25% reduction to the business margin tax. So, all in all, it's still a good plan. We're going to take that to the folks, and I'm proud.
I was talking to Senator Schwertner, and of course his rider that was in the budget had to do with financing for the bullet train that did not remain in there, that did not work. So, was any part of your district in the pathway for the bullet train?
No, we weren't in the path.
Okay.
We were just on the edge. But from a rural and a private property standpoint, there's not a lot of love. There's a lot of folks in Limestone County that have property and further east, and they were in it, so they were very vocal and had a lot of constituents in the Capitol testifying against the bullet train.
Sure. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. Let's talk a little bit about the pre-K. Of course, that was one of the initiatives that the governor from day one was pushing for. Tell me where we are with that.
That proud to say the House unanimously voted to concur with the Senate amendments on HB4. We didn't think the Senate was going to like the pre-K, but it was Governor Abbott's one of his emergency exceptional items, and we got it passed in the House with their amendments, and it's one step closer to his desk. Another victory.
Okay, and that's a part also of the whole public education package as well.
Absolutely, and that's what we've been trying to do. We've got the vocational technical last session now. We're closing that gap at the pre-K level, giving ISDs the opportunity to fix their pre-K programs, and that's going to help the students excel.
And on a personal note, your ammonium nitrate bill passed over in the Senate, is that right?
Yes. A big thanks to Senator Birdwell. Of course, he and I have been tied to this issue from day one, and he got it out of the Senate yesterday and gave our team a lot of props, but HB 942 is headed to the governor's desk, and that'll make Texas safer and allow farmers and ranchers to utilize fertilizer in a safe manner. So, good big victory yesterday.
Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. One of the things that not on the political front, but we were talking today, the state climatologist has basically told us we are out of the drought. Everybody's pretty much bank full now.
You're sitting there in a drought and you see all this rain, but the fact that we're out now, Wichita Falls, glad to be good friends with Representative James Frank, and they have received, not with the last couple of rains, but before this, they've recharged at almost 100 billion gallons. It's amazing how much rain we've got across this state. And, of course, I've been home for a little time last weekend, and it's wet.
Yeah, it is.
Ranch is still underwater. Navasota released out of Lake Limestone. The gates opened again yesterday morning, so we are flush. Life is good.
What's on the agenda for next week in Austin?
Next week we're going to close out the rest of the Senate bills on Tuesday. So Tuesday will be like last week when we heard all the House bills. So Tuesday will be a late night, and we'll get all this wrapped up in our agenda. I've got a few more bills we're working with the senators on, and we'll wrap everything up in a nice little bow and get to come home and sine die on June 1st.
All right. Fingers crossed on that. Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle.
Scott, have a great weekend.
Right,
thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.